Friday of Easter. The Gospel is John 21, verses 1 to 14. The scene takes place at the Sea of Tiberias. The apostles knew it well because they lived by its shore, and they were fishermen. So they were going back to what they know how to do well. And we do that often when we are in crisis, don't we? We want to be in a safe environment. We want to withdraw into ourselves. And Peter says, I'm going fishing. Notice, I am going fishing. There's still no sense of real community, of consultation. He just acts on his own. If the others would have said, good luck, Peter, I hope you catch something, Peter would have made a fool of himself because he can't do it alone. But the apostles said, we also will come with you. You see, they recognized Peter, even though he's still so imperfect, he's the head, he's the leader. And often enough, our leaders in the church are not perfect, right? But they are our leaders, and we have to respect them, and God will work through them and do marvelous things. But not on their own energy. They spend all night, and they caught nothing. Think how frustrating and tiring that is. Throwing those nets, picking them up again, and nothing, and nothing. By dawn, they were ready to go home. But someone from the shore cries out, children, have you caught anything to eat? And they answer, no. So he said to them, cast the net over the right side of the boat, and you will find something. They did. And they were not able to pull it in because of the number of fish. Right then and there, John realized, it is the Lord. Why? Well, for one thing, he had already done that. Look at Luke chapter 5, the miraculous catch. And John has a pure heart, and he's close to Jesus. And so even though he doesn't yet recognize his face, he can recognize his actions and says, this is coming from God. This miracle is from Jesus. And when Peter hears this, he dresses himself because he was poorly clad, because, you know, men by themselves fishing. But now, out of this respect that he has for Jesus, he puts on his clothing and he jumps into the sea just with this eagerness to go right away and be with Jesus. In the meantime, the others bring the boat in. Isn't that interesting? He's the one who says, I'm going fishing. And at the end, he left them behind and jumps into the water. And they have to drag the fish by themselves. Amazing how Peter is. But God is going to work big time with him, isn't he? So they get to the shore, and Jesus has breakfast ready. Because he wants to show them, this is the third time he appears to them resurrected, to really bring them to the reality that he's not a ghost, that he's really human and divine. And so he eats with them. But he wants their cooperation. And so he asks them for their fish. And who goes right away to get them? Peter. And it's amazing. All those men together, they hardly could bring the net full of fish. And now Peter is dragging them by himself. And the net did not break. It's a symbol that the church will not disappear, will continue to work, even through many struggles and persecutions until the end of time. Now, if we go to the first reading, we see a transformed Peter. What has happened? Well, Pentecost has happened, and both Peter and John are so filled with the Holy Spirit, and they do not fear anybody. So the Sadducees were there, the high priests, all the big authorities, and they arrest them, but they keep on witnessing. And they ask him, by what authority do you do these things? And they say, by the authority of Jesus Christ. But of course they say with such power and eloquence, and people are moved to the heart, and thousands begin to believe. My dear family, let us pray that we, the church today, may be equally open to the Holy Spirit, and under those trials and persecutions, we may witness that Jesus Christ has all the power, authority, and that he has come for us to be saved and have new life. God bless you.